You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Hi, my name is Avneet and we are in conversation with Member Parliament Rod Barton, who is also the co-founder of Transport Matters Party. Mr. Barton, you've been long advocating for increased safety in the ride-sharing industry. First of all, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's time to tighten up on security. We've lost many of these safety measures when the state government, the Victorian state government, dropped years of work to build a set of regulations to make taxis safe. And now we're back again where we started years ago.
Mr. Barton, earlier this month, an unregistered Uber driver, he was sentenced for raping a woman in Melbourne. During the trial, it was discovered that he was fraudulently using another man's Uber registration at the time of the incident. It's a huge loophole in Uber's system. What do you have to say about that?
No, it's, look, having these regulations by this security by Uber on a telephone is just not acceptable. We must have security cameras in the cars. We must have GPS tracking installed on all vehicles. Cars should be easy to identify. Cars should be safe and drivers should display their credentials and have proper roadworthy certificates and commercial vehicle insurance. And touting, which is one of the problems, people get jumping in cars off the street in any form, should be an offence.
And in response to a query, Uber has said that they've since stepped up their ID verification technology, exactly what we're talking about, where they take a selfie to ensure that the right driver, you know, is behind the system. They're saying that they've beefed up that measure and they're also going to introduce a 4-digit code that would be handed out to the passengers, which means they are most likely putting the onus of safety on the passengers. What do you have to say about that?
It is not the the customer's job to determine that this is a safe vehicle to get into. It's Uber's responsibility to make sure that their drivers are licensed and have the appropriate background checks. And this comes back to the very basic point that we must be able, each car must be easy to identify, drivers must display their photos and credentials clearly for passengers to see.
But Mr. Barton, if you look at the overall picture, do you think there has been an increase, although we can't put a number on it, but do you believe that there has been increase in, you know, the number of crime incidents since the entry of ride-sharing services in the Australian market?
There's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt. There's a disproportionate increase in complaints about ride-share incidents compared to the taxi industry, where we're heavily regulated, where we do have cameras in the car and we do have GPSs. This is something that we've allowed the regulations to be changed, and we're now paying the price.
You're talking about cameras and GPS tracking systems, but how do you think the government can step in to regulate the industry? Because as we see, most of the drivers, when we speak to the Uber drivers, they contend that they're not even employees under FWO.
Yes, no, look, we can absolutely do it, because it comes down to the when you get your license to operate it, and I'm talking about the Victorian market, it's going to be different around the country, but in the Victorian market, you get a permit which you pay for every year, and part of that permit should be that rideshare vehicles should have cameras fitted tamper-proof, the same as taxis, and same as and GPS tracking built into the cars. We certainly know that when the taxi industry had cameras fitted into the cars and GPS tracking, assaults against customers and assaults against drivers dropped remarkably. So it's not a question of if it works, it absolutely works. And we should be a lot stronger on this.
Thank you, Mr. Barton, for your time and valuable insight. Thank you for speaking with SBS Punjabi.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.